Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Boston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. I'm Jeff Kelm. Today, hearing protection for hunters, September events at the Range of Richfield, and getting ready for bow season. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever involved in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by Wisconsin Law Journal. Year after year, the firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. By the way, all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Now, you hear my voice because Dan is recovering from a summer cold, so I would say maybe voice not up to snuff this week, but Dan, you do join us here briefly, and we even got you to suffer through the interviews this week.
Yeah, I did, and that's why I sound like the frog underwater. I spent 3 days up in Lake Tomahawk for the World Muskie Hunt. Action was pretty slow. I saw 4 muskies on Thursday, follows that is. None of them hit the baits, and then none for the rest of the weekend. And with, I don't know, 40 or 50 people fishing, only 17 muskies were caught by competitors and past hunters all weekend. It was about the slowest event I've been at, and I've been to 6 or 8 of them now in recent years. And I think I just wore myself out. It was warm, but you don't sleep as well, and you eat different food, and I caught something, and I'm getting over it now. I feel a lot better, although I sound terrible. But anyway, so you have moved. Tell us about your new place.
Yeah, so this is what, I mean, we've kind of talked around it, I suppose, for the last month and a half or so. My wife and I have purchased a new property in Wisconsin Rapids. Actually, we purchased the property next door to where we were living. We originally had 5 acres and an old home, and now we've got a 6-year-old home and 27 acres, possibly 30, because I think we're going to retain 3 of our original acres. So, yeah, we've been working on getting the old house ready for sale. You know, it's an old house, had lots of things that needed to get done. And then the house here, you know, just the standard prep, bring your stuff in, shelves and curtains and, you know, we got 2 kids, we got to get them set up and all of that. And so it's been real busy every moment that we've been off the road, you know, and now kids are back at school. Eileen is back in school, in a sense. No students yet till after Labor Day, but she's still got work to do. And so it has been a busy, busy time. And I will say that if I have any opinions about moving, it still sucks, even if you're moving next door. Moving's just awful. It's got to be one of the worst things. But we're excited about the opportunity. Obviously, 27 acres, 30 acres, you know, we get an opportunity to hunt here. We've got some established apple trees. We've got lots of places to roam, and it's just very cool. We have a much newer home, and part of it isn't completed yet. It's not finished yet, so we get to finish it the way we want to finish it and put our stamp on it, in a sense, and we're excited about that.
Well, that is exciting. I agree with you on moving. I've done it a couple times, the last time about 12 years ago to come here to the Driftless area, and we still have stuff that we haven't sorted out. I'm very embarrassed and ashamed to say, but, and don't ever look in my garage, okay? It's a 3-car garage, and there is not a car in it.
We have the same scenario right now, but hopefully we'll be able to get that rectified. And, you know, and I'm still in the middle of tournament season. I mean, I've got the National Walleye Tour Championship this next week in Oscoda, followed immediately by the final regular season event of the Masters Walleye Circuit season in Cass Lake, Minnesota. They go from Michigan over to Minnesota, and then I got a week in between that final MWC regular season event to the championship, which is back over in Alpena, Michigan, almost right back to Oscoda. So it's going to be back and forth across the Midwest here for me in the month of September, all while trying to still get settled and selling a house.
Well, there's nothing new in that regard except for the settling in and selling a house part.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting process, and we're really hopeful that somebody finds our old house appealing and they make it into their home, and we were able to raise a young family in that home, and I think we've left it better than we found it, and I think somebody else will really enjoy it.
Well, I hope so.
Well, coming up, Dr. Allie Anderson shares some memories of early goose hunt with her dad. Jim Babiash announces September classes and events at the Range of Richfield, and J.C. Chamberlain offers some last-minute advice for bow hunters. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeteandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Pete and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store where Highways 41 and 45 split, and online at therangewi.com. Joining us now for our monthly update on what's going on at the Range of Richfield is Range of Richfield President Jim Babiash. Jim, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, hi, Dan. Truly enjoy this time we get to spend each month to talk about what's going on, catch up with what you're up to and we're up to, so I always look forward to it.
Well, I do too, but I'm getting over a summer cold, as you can hear, and we're making do today.
Okay, that's fine.
How was August?
August was National Shooting Sports Month, and we held several different events that were well-received by everyone. we had several new gun owners, and they took advantage of the different events that we had scheduled. It was great.
Well, good. And now it's back to school, and it's back to school at the range as well, isn't it?
Yes, we've officially started our fall classes, and we've had a lot of high level of interest again this year. This includes our expanded class schedule, which will now offer some truly awesome topics. Here are some of the ones you can look forward to right now. We've got our next Wisconsin Concealed Carry class this Tuesday, September 22nd. Our NRA Basic Pistol course, which is a very, very popular course. It's a classroom and live fire for folks who want to learn more about the basics of shooting. This is a two-day class on September 21st and 22nd. And our first shots class, well, that's been great. A lot of folks aren't sure if they really want to get into the shooting world or not. Here's a good chance to get in it relatively inexpensively, and you'll do classroom and your live fire with one of our experts right next to you. And this class is coming up on September 11th. We even have more scheduled for October, so be sure to check out our website or Facebook as we start posting them.
All right, and your leagues have started too, right, or will be?
Yes, they will be. Our Ladies' Night, that's the leagues, starts on Wednesday, September 18th, and runs each Wednesday for 8 weeks. Sign up now to be part of the fun. They're really having a good time. The young lady that runs this is really creative, so it's been growing, and they try to make it fun. It's not that competitive. It's more of a fun ladies' night out.
Well, good.
We also have our 12-week Bullseye Pistol League, and that's going to start on September 17th. Now, we've got something different this year. You have two times to shoot. You can either do it every Tuesday between 1 and 7:30, or every Thursday between 5 and 7:30. So if you can't make the one, you can get to the other one, which is kind of nice because, you know, some people have to work, some are retired, so we're trying to accommodate everybody.
Sure.
We also have two divisions, a center fire and a rim fire.
All right. Center fire is, what do people shoot for the most part?
People really like their 45s.
Uh-huh.
So I think we see more of that than anything else.
And
1911s.
Yeah. And they make a little bigger hole than a 9mm.
They make a little bigger hole, that's right.
That might have something to do with it. And then you have a special for grandparents this month.
Yeah, we do it. Grandparents' Day is September 8th, so any grandparent gets to shoot for free, and you get a free target. We've also decided to keep our $10 Wednesdays on all lanes, standard premium, for only $10, and also our free gun Thursdays through the end of September. These have been really, really popular, and especially the free gun Thursdays. People come in and they'll try a bunch of different guns, and you know, after they try them, they go, I really like this one, and a lot of times they end up buying it, which is what we're looking for. You know, people to find something that fits their hand and their eye, and they like it and they want to shoot it.
Oh yeah, and there's a big difference even if they look similar. I mean, you know, semi-automatic pistols, they all look the same, but the trigger pull is different, the feel of the trigger is different, how it fits your hand is different.
Yep. Especially now, we've had a lot of success with the Koenig. That gun coming out of the box has got it's great. It's ready to go. It's got a great trigger. I can't believe how many compliments we get on it. It's been very, very popular.
Well, good. And how about safes?
We have a bunch of safes. I think I have about 50 safes in total on our showroom floor. And now is a great time to get that safe you've been looking for. So come on, stop in and take a look. I know it's a little early to start your shopping for the holidays, but I think it's going to be a little different today, this year, with the election and with the way money is. And I want to sell safes. So come on in, make me an offer.
All right. And you have a lot of them right there in stock.
Oh, yeah. I've got about 60 of them total. 20, 25 on the floor, and then the rest of them are in the warehouse.
Okay.
In honor of Patriots Day, all first responders, police, fire, military, and EMTs are invited to join 1 hour of free shooting on Wednesday, the 11th. We will need an ID to make that work. And the other thing I just want to mention is that from the 1st of September until the 7th, we'll be highlighting National Suicide Prevention Week. So to honor this event, we're continuing to give away free gun locks, okay? And we're also going to offer 10% off all the Liberty pistol bolts that we have on the floor. So that special will run through September 15th. So again, if you're looking for a gun lock, we got them here for free. And if you're looking for a really great pistol belt, Liberty makes the best.
Well, that's great. We haven't covered everything that's going on, so your Facebook page and your website have more details, right?
Right. The website changes every month. Okay, we have a Facebook page that comes out on the 1st and then on the 15th, just to update everything. Check on that. We we've got some great things going this fall.
All right. And if you're not in the market for a gun and don't want to shoot, maybe you just got questions about guns, you're available.
Absolutely. Come on in. We've got a huge selection. Our consignment business is going really, really well. And we've got a ton of lightly, gently used guns that are available. Some of them are brand new, and they're priced to sell. So come on in. We love to talk about guns, and we'll show you what's out there and what's available.
All right. Now, Labor Day is Monday, and, of course, you're closed on Mondays. But otherwise, you are open according to your regular schedule, right?
We are. The only thing that's going to change is that on the 29th of September, my grandson's getting married. So that Friday, we're going to close, I think, at 3 o'clock, go to the rehearsal dinner. And then we'll still be open on Saturday, but we may have kind of a skinny crowd because most of the family works here and most of the family is going to the wedding.
Yeah, okay. So, it's not a shotgun wedding, is it?
No. That's a good idea. You probably bring it along just for fun.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much, and congrats to... Who's getting married? Is that Nick?
Yeah, Nick is getting married. I can't believe it. He's 26 years old now.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Where does the time fly?
I think, so, well, I met him 10, 12 years ago, so I guess so.
Oh, I know. But he came with us when you had the banquet.
Yep.
And he always enjoyed it. Matter of fact, the Adelaide, that's still sitting in my office here. And I have people that come in and actually say, I know what that is. And I says, well, you're one of very few people that understand what it is. So yeah. It's been great.
Well, you need to take it out and throw it and get a little practice with that.
There you go.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much. Congrats to Nick. And I hope the wedding goes well and hope you have a great time. And we'll talk to you again next month.
I'm looking forward to it, Dan. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Jim Bobbiash is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store. That's where Highways 41 and 45 divide. You can find them online, where you'll also find more information on a lot of the things we talked about here. And that website is therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for Madison Outdoors, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on State Highway 14, just west of Arena, about a half hour west of Madison. You can find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. Well, joining us is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ken. It's always a pleasure.
Well, I enjoyed the tour that you gave me a couple of weeks ago. As you can tell, my voice has kind of gone to pot here this week, but we'll make it work.
Yeah, unfortunately, those little things pop up every now and then.
Yeah, they do, for sure. Well, the countdown intensifies. We've got 2 weeks left before opening day of bow season.
Yeah, it's really sneaking up on us at this point. You know, honestly, even myself and a couple of the other guys still got a little work to do ourselves to get things ready. Definitely coming up fast, and as usual, we want to get out, get everything done and taken care of as much as we can beforehand.
And what are some of the last-minute things that you're dealing with and that other people ought to as well?
So, like, for myself, you know, I'm still trying to get in as much practice as I can with the bow. I've been a little less than normal here, but still trying to get out and shoot, you know, every other day or every couple of days. That's a big thing. The other big thing that we're doing is still just prepping some of the tree stands, like the very last little bit. I usually kind of like to go around one last time and double check at least the stands that I'm going to be using early, make sure I've got them trimmed out, straps are tight and still safe, and then just making sure water holes are full, food plots are pretty much done at this point. Still got a little time yet for some of that late season grain.
Okay. Now, you mentioned make sure tree stands are safe and straps are tight. What are some of the things that can happen to a tree stand that's been up since last year or even longer?
Yeah, I mean, depending on how long it's been up, you know, I mean, a lot of times you'll you'll see things that they look good on the outside, but if it's been up there a long time, you may have some rust underneath that you just can't see. With some of the metal stands, you got to be really careful there. Big thing would be straps. If I don't replace straps every year, I replace them every other, typically on the tree stands. It's very easy if we forget to loosen one, or, you know, maybe it's been out there a little longer than we thought, and the tree starts growing, it'll actually put extra stress on that strap, and it doesn't take much to get it to pop. You know, even jumping up and down on the stand a little bit could do that. Not to mention they do rot, just like everything else. The other thing, anytime you're climbing a tree, you should always, always, always have a harness on. I know we say it every year, and we see it every year. We have multiple customers that either get hurt. We've even lost a few because they unfortunately weren't wearing a harness. Please, everybody out there, I know it's a little extra cost, but it's well worth it.
It certainly is. I use one, and I have fallen from a tree back before there were tree stands, you know, fallen out of a tree. And I've actually slipped and fallen jumping from a tree stand in the winter when you're cold, jumping the last two ladder steps, which is not a good thing, into snow. It's easy to do. How about the lifeline, or whatever you call those that attach above your stand or to the top of your stand that you can use as you climb up and come down from a stand?
Absolutely. You know, if you had talked to me probably 10 years ago, I'd have probably laughed at it, to be honest. But it's something that I make sure I have in all of my tree stands now. That way you're hooked from the bottom all the way to the top. They're not noisy. You're not leaving any more scent than you would normally. And it's just that extra safety margin. There are some of my stands that once I get up at top, I may not use that lifeline as my actual tether to the tree because of the way the trees lay out. I might have a separate linesman rope or something like that with a Prusik knot on it that I can switch to just so I have a little bit more maneuverability when I'm in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, you know, I'll hook up the next knot before I remove the first one. Just something that I know it takes a little extra time, and we've all been there. I mean, I've fallen and gotten lucky where it wasn't very far, and it just takes one little slip, and next thing we know, we're laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Just definitely want to be careful. The other thing, trimming around the stand, too, I would caution, and anything you trim off, try to trim it off as tight to the ground as you possibly can, just so you don't have any sharp edges sticking up, just in case something did happen and you do fall.
Good point. Yeah, a 3-inch stub can make a nasty wound if you happen to fall on it.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to break a rib or even puncture a lung at that point.
Yeah. Now, your daughter, Haley, how old is she now?
She is actually going to be 12 Monday after opener.
Oh, my goodness. And she's been hunting for a number of years. Does she hunt out of a tree stand, or is it all ground blind so far?
So far, for the most part, it's all been ground blinds. We've been in a couple of, like, the shadow hunter blinds or the muddy blind there, the soft-sided one, the buck huts. She hasn't hunted out of a tree stand yet. She has been up in a couple. I make sure she's tied in when she's climbed up. Hoping this year maybe to start down that road a little bit more. Just past years, we just haven't. The one farm that I hunt on with her that we're able to hunt out of the tree stands and stuff, I just haven't really had one in a good spot for her, so we haven't ventured down that road, but definitely going to happen this year.
All right, and then she will, of course, be tied in, wearing a harness, and there are harnesses that fit kids.
There's a harness safety system. They do a vest that's made just for the youth, basically from, usually it comes in at about 100 pounds and under.
Mm-hmm.
As far as weight goes, very easy on and off. It's a vest top with leg straps that come around underneath on your thigh there. Three buckles total with the center one and the vest, and they're good to go.
And you have those?
We do. We stock everything from the youth all the way up to the 3X and in different styles. So, you know, typically you're anywhere from about 60, 80 bucks, you know, up to, well, you can go as high as you want, but usually into that mid-100 range, 150-ish.
Yeah, okay. And how about specials? You had a special on Cuttyback, Cutty Link cameras.
Promo deals for now, $50 off any of their new L-Series cameras, as well as the home unit there in the kit.
Okay. And your store hours have been the same? I don't imagine they're changing now.
Yeah, no, now. We're going to be open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
Are you going to be there on Labor Day on Monday?
Monday we will actually be closed, and that's the only day here for a while that we won't be here. Mm. Well, outside of Sundays, I should say. But, yeah, we are closing for Monday, Labor Day.
Okay. Well, JC, thanks so much, and we will talk soon.
Yeah, thanks for having us again. Look forward to it.
You bet. JC Chamberlain with the report from Pappas Trading Post. They are Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on State Highway 14, west of Arena, and online at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio, right after this.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit pappastradingpost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and soon Green Bay, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. And if you call for information, use the number 608-292-4916, and if you mention that you heard about their service on Outdoors Radio, you'll get a free consultation. Your first consultation is absolutely free. And joining me now is a familiar voice on our show, audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie, thanks for joining us again, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Conversations that we have.
Well,
brings up fun memories of hunting and fishing, and I get to educate. So it's a win-win for me.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I had an appointment with you and your technician, AJ, in Westby earlier this week, and we planned to record this interview in your office, but when I walked in and said hi, you said, you went, uh-oh.
uh-oh is right.
Yeah. My voice was worse than it is now. It's still not great, but the show must go on.
Absolutely.
So here we are. Well, you told me you had a couple of patients mention that they heard you on the show.
patients, yes, I walked in, and one said, I have to meet Dr. Alley. I heard her talking because he was a long-term listener, and he was so excited to meet me, which was fun, and we were just chatting about hunting stories in the office. And I had another patient, too, who said, you know, you don't hear many women in the outdoors, so I had to come over and meet you. So it was very fun, and I was able to treat their hearing loss as well. Yeah, it's been really fun, actually. So I look forward to these conversations.
Well, very good. We'll see if you get some more patients coming in because you're on this week. Now, you had a hearing and tinnitus symposium last month in Mauston, and you've got another one coming up real soon. And tell us about that one.
Yeah, so the one coming up is actually going to be near our Fitchburg location at the Nacoma Golf Course. And I actually will not be presenting this time. It will be Dr. Keith Darrow. He will be presenting on all things hearing, tinnitus, and how it relates to brain health. But Dr. Darrow, he's actually the person who trains me on hearing and the brain and all of the science that goes behind it. So we are really getting good information from Dr. Darrow during that symposium. So I actually am really looking forward to the event, not only to see him again, but also that I don't have to present and I can do more chit-chatting with the people walking in the door.
Very good. Now, this is at the Nacoma Golf Course, the 10th of September. What time?
It starts at 10 a.m., and we do ask that you register ahead of time just so that we have a good idea of all the people coming in. Yeah, 10 a.m. Registration starts at 9:45, so it takes about an hour to do the talk and a little bit longer if you stick around to ask questions and things like that as well.
Okay, cool. Dr. Darrow is also the co-author of the book that Laura Venable, your boss and the owner of Professional Hearing Care, wrote as well, isn't he?
Yes, Dr. Keith Darrow and Dr. Laura Venable, who's the owner of our practice, they co-authored the book together, Life Beyond Tinnitus. So it's a guide on how to thrive with the medical treatment of tinnitus. This book's been really helpful for our patients to get a good understanding of the different treatments available, why tinnitus occurs, kind of how we treat it through our office as well with the medical treatment of tinnitus.
Yeah, and I have a copy of it. I've read it. It is an enlightening book, and quite honestly, it was that book and talking with Dr. Laura and Dr. Rachel, who worked with your practice a year or so ago, that really convinced me that I should get hearing aids, and I've been wearing them almost a year now. I have my annual checkup next month.
It's been a year already.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to you as well, and the question I had of what's holding you back from starting treatment. Do you remember that?
I do, yes. And you don't have a good answer is my answer to that, you know.
Yeah, I love asking that question because a lot of patients, they don't know how to answer it. Like, I honestly don't know why I've waited so long. That's the best part about these educational events is because it gives the value behind the treatment process. That's what really kind of helps patients connect the dots as to we're not just putting a hearing aid in the ear, we're really helping that ear-to-brain connection and keeping you actively aging for longer.
Yes.
So that's why I like to do them.
Yeah, and I'm all for actively aging because the aging part is inevitable.
Aging is inevitable, but decline is truly optional, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Well, for folks who don't know what tinnitus is, can you give us a real nutshell explanation?
Yes, tinnitus is a phantom sound heard in the ear or in the head. So just like somebody who loses a limb and they have that phantom pain, like they feel their hand that went missing. So if the brain is sending signals to the hand saying, hey, how come I'm not hearing from you? And because it's not getting a response back, the brain creates this pain sensation. So the same thing happening in the ear, for all of us hunters who have had noise exposure, we develop auditory damage. So the brain is reaching out to the ear saying, hey, how come I'm not getting the information I used to? And because it doesn't hear a response back, the brain actually creates that ringing, buzzing, swishing in the ear.
Yep.
So when we go to treat that, we try to provide that information back to the brain. So the brain receives the information it's looking for, and it'll start to reduce in the intensity of that ringing.
And that is something I've certainly experienced. As you know, I was on my high school rifle team, and I had ringing in my ears forever, as long as I can remember. But it has diminished considerably with the use of these hearing aids. So I'm happy about that. Plus the fact that I can hear everything, including the squirrels running around when I'm deer hunting, and the turkeys as they're approaching, and the distant flock of geese as they're approaching. And speaking of geese, that's how you got started hunting, isn't it?
Yes, it was. I used to go out with my dad when I was really little, and I'd wear one of his camouflage t-shirts and one of his hats, and we would go out hunting in the morning. And we would go before preschool. We'd go have lunch, and then I'd go to preschool in the afternoon, and there was some of the best memories growing up.
Yeah, so you were actually hunting before you even went to kindergarten. And you were telling me when I stopped in the other day that you learned a lot of things, not just hunting, from your dad when you were out in the field.
Absolutely. If you think of a 5-year-old out in the field hunting, I mean, we don't just stay quiet, right?
Yeah.
And I actually learned how to count when I would hunt. So either counting the decoys or counting to 10 or, you know, anything to help kind of keep me busy. But by the time I went into preschool, I could already count to 100. And I remember showing up in class, but it's really because of all the counting that we would do out in the field. Looking back on it, I was like, how smart of my dad, because they kept me busy, kept my mind thinking, but also I learned so much. Or counting the ducks. Every time we would shoot a duck, the dog would always bring it back to me, and it was my job to keep them in order and make sure I keep a good count so we didn't go over our limit. That was my job.
Very good. All right. And you are still a hunter, and now you're looking forward to deer hunting, I'm sure.
Yes, I am. I actually did a couple remodels on my deer stand this year. I'm very excited to go out there, and I'll be doing some prep work here in a couple weeks to make sure everything's in line and the mice didn't take over my deer stand.
Right. Yep, they will do that.
Yep.
Well, now, hearing protection is important for anyone who is associated with loud noises, but especially for hunters, because it's a loud, sharp report that can really damage your hearing. So how do you recommend people protect their hearing when they're shooting?
Well, there's many different options out there when it comes to protecting the ears. The best option is the over-the-ear, because you can't really mess it up, right? You just pop them over your ears. However, I know some people can kind of get away with their cheek on the butt of the gun. We talked about, like, trap shooting. Sometimes it can get a little cumbersome. The foam plugs are hard because a lot of people don't actually insert the foam plugs deep enough to make them useful. But we also do custom hearing protection in our office, where we take an impression of the ear and send them out, and we do sound gear, where it's a true impression of the ear, and it can have a filter in there too for those really loud, rapid sounds. So you can just do a solid plug, or there are electronic versions as well. There are custom hearing protection that are electronic. So it acts as an amplifier, so you're able to communicate, like when you're pheasant hunting in line. But you're also, when your shock goes off, it dampens it. And that's through SoundGear as well, and it's a phantom product within SoundGear.
Yeah, I've got a set of those, as you know, and I've had them for years. I had them before I ever met you or heard about professional hearing care. So those are a good option for folks who are looking to protect their hearing while they're out shooting and still want to hear what's going on. Like you say, your partners in the duck blind or your fellow pheasant hunters walking through corn or sorghum field or whatever.
Yep. It's a safety concern, too. That's why when it comes to talking about hearing protection and hunting, it's really hard for me to go one way or the other, because you really need to be in communication with the people you're hunting with for safety. But the other portion is, if you don't protect your ears, then you're at risk for damaging your hearing. So sound gear is a great way to be kind of in between with that.
Okay. Well, before we let you go, you are opening a new office very soon in Green Bay. Tell us about that.
Yes, this will be our 5th office. We will be opening our doors September 9th in the Green Bay area. we're very, very excited. I'm from Minnesota, so I'll be deep in the Green Bay Packer territory, but I think I'll manage through just fine.
And you are going to be there to help open and get the office started, right?
Correct. Yep. We will have our provider, her name is Jenny, in that office, but I will be up there kind of making sure everything goes smoothly, and I'll be taking patients on certain days of the week as well.
I know we have a lot of listeners on WOSH in Oshkosh, and so maybe some of them are in the market for hearing protection or want to learn more, so you may meet some more of our listeners up there in your Green Bay office.
I am looking forward to it. The conversations are always so much fun coming when they come from this radio show. It's a ton of fun for me to sit and chit-chat about hunting stories, but also I get to help the patients as well. So it's a win-win for me both ways.
Absolutely. And folks, if you are doubting the story that Dr. Alley is telling about hunting with her dad, there was a photo of you as a toddler holding two geese that are almost as big as you. You're standing in the bed of your dad's pickup truck. And that actually ran in the Minnesota Outdoor News a few years ago, didn't it?
Yes, well, it was when I was that little that came out. And I remember getting the paper, and my dad surprised me with it because my birthday is during goose season. So I remember getting it, and I was so excited because I was in the Outdoor News. So, yes, that actually ran in the Outdoor News.
I hope you have a happy birthday during this goose season as well.
Thank you very much. Who knows, maybe I'll even get out in the field.
Well, I hope so. You know how to do it.
I hope so too. Oh, yes. Well, wonderful chatting with you, Dan. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing more listeners in my office, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Dr. Ellie Anderson, thank you so much. Folks, once again, September 10th, the information is on the website, profhearingcare.com. That is a symposium with Dr. Keith Darrow, where you can learn more about the things we've talked about and the science behind some of the issues as well. Well, Dr. Ellie, thanks so much. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, thank you, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Dr. Ellie Anderson with Professional Hearing Care. Again, their website, profhearingcare.com. The information number to get a free consultation is 608-292-4916. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. Huntworthgear.com. That's Huntworthgear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Pete and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petenwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kell. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have a big inventory clearance sale on boats, electronics, docks and lifts, and the Crestliner rebates are still available. This is a great time to save big on a new boat. If you buy a boat now, you can also reserve your winter storage space at Cedar Lake Sales. It's first come, first serve now, so check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear Performance Camo Wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, woodsideranch.com. Our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, is not airing where you live. You can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And the last several years of Dan's Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows are archived on Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. If you missed anything on today's radio show, you can find us online at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can subscribe and download the show back to about a year or so. And take us with you wherever you go. You can also find us on Outdoor News website, outdoornews.com/podcasts. We're on social media. Dan is online as Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff. And several hunting seasons open on September 1st, dove, early Canadian goose, and teal. In addition to your license and early goose permit, you'll need both state and federal waterfowl stamps to hunt geese and teal. Those stamps are not required to hunt doves. Check the DNR website or hunting regs for details. Hook and line sturgeon season opens September 7th on selected waters. Check out the DNR website for fishing regulations for details. Wildlife Research Center, one of our sponsors for the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show, is holding a trail cam photo contest from now through December 31st. Entries must feature a Wildlife Research Center scent kit in use, either the Golden Rope, Active Branch Mock Scrape, or Scrape Dripper. To enter, visit the Shoot On website, shoot-on.com, and click on the giveaways tab. If you're a vodka drinker, there's a brand new small batch vodka called Lake Effect Vodka. Produced bottled in Milwaukee, available at Woodland Market and soon at other retailers. Lake Effect founder Big Al Holtman has announced that a portion of proceeds from the sale of each bottle will support the conservation of Great Lake and surrounding areas. For more information, visit lakeeffectvodka.com.
When my wrist gets a little chilly.
on the gunwale. When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.